Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. By tradition, the head of the International Monetary Fund is a European, and the leader of the World Bank is an American. Last week, the two organizations conducted joint annual meetings in Lima, Peru. If you only paid attention to the regular media, you probably weren't even aware that this happened. While there is a lot of coordination between the two organizations, such as discussions last week on what to do about the slowing of worldwide economic growth, there is one significant issue where they take opposite sides. The IMF recently issued a study saying that a nation that devalues its currency by 10% should expect to see exports rise by 1.5%. The IMF called currency devaluation a tried and tested tactic for struggling nations trying to boost their competitiveness, protect export shares, and undercut rival nations. Having said all this, the IMF does see some drawbacks to currency devaluations. A devaluation may be imposed so that governments can avoid making structural reforms, such as freeing up labor markets, reforming tax policies, and boosting private investment. In contradiction, the World Bank issued a study 3 months ago arguing that currency devaluations don't work. In coming to this conclusion, the study examined devaluations in 46 nations over 16 years. In the summation, the study said, quote, large depreciation appeared to have little impact on exports, unquote. The main reason for this contrary assessment is that manufactured goods today are often made of components supplied from more than one nation. There is a good prospect that if one nation's components cost less because of a currency devaluation, components from other nations may rise in cost where the currencies have appreciated. A year ago, a friend of mine, silver guru David Morgan, told me something that made a lot of sense. He said, "You can't have real peace and prosperity unless you can absolutely trust the money." I think both the IMF and World Bank could better perform their stated functions if they would fire their entire staff of economists and listen to my friend. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.